Hey, I came over as soon as I got your call. I'm sorry you're not feeling too well. Perhaps there's something we can do about that. You know, I've been practicing hypnosis in my spare time, and I think I've gotten rather good at it. Maybe I can help you by hypnotizing you. You know, there's a lot going on right now. Maybe taking a step out of your mind and clearing your head of any of that stress or anxiety might be helpful. Let's get you comfortable first. Let's go over to the other room. You have that really comfortable chair. I think it will be the perfect place to get you nice and comfortable so you can drift off into a deep, peaceful state of trance. Let's go over there now, shall we? Okay, here we are. Sit down on that chair for me. Make yourself nice and comfortable, and do a few slow deep breaths. I'm going to get you a cup of water before we begin, all right? Good. I'll be back in a minute, but while I'm away, I want you to breathe in and out, slowly and deeply, in a deliberate, soothing pattern. And here I am again, with your cup of water. Let me pour it for you. And here you go. Drink up, nice and deep. It's never good to be dehydrated, ever. And you know, sometimes I find that when you're getting stressed or feeling anxious, you don't take care of yourself as you should. It's just one of the things that I've noticed from knowing you so long. And it's unfortunate that you sometimes don't feel your best, because I know, deep down deep, you're a really good person. That's why I'm very proud to call you my friend. It's going to be okay. I'm here with you. Right now, there's nowhere else I would rather be. I hope you're already starting to feel at least a tiny bit better now that I'm here, and that you're breathing in slowly and deeply. Focus on that pattern of breathing. Each breath will cleanse your mind of any and all stress and tension. You're a good person. Trust me, I know you. You deserve to feel happy. Everybody feels a little down every once in a while, but that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you feel a little bit better. There's nothing to be afraid of. You're doing really well. Right now, you're just in a bit of a tough spot. We all go through tough spots, but you're not going through it alone. I'm right here. There you go. You're finishing up that cup of water. All gone now. Here, I'll take it away from you and put it away. I'll be back in a second. Remember, focus on your breathing. In and out. Nice and slow. I'll be back in just a second. And here I am again, only this time I brought some nice warm blankets. Let's get you all wrapped up, warm, safe, and toasty as you sit there in that comfortable chair. This will help you feel better. Trust me. Let's just wrap it around you, nice and snug. When you're wrapped up in a blanket, you can't help but feel safe and warm. It's as if the feelings of warmth and safety spiral around you, enveloping you completely and totally. It's very difficult to do anything other than relax when you're wrapped up in a warm, fluffy blanket. Are you feeling nice and comfortable? Yes. Yes, you are. Now, are you going to be able to relax completely and totally in that chair? Yes. Of course you can. And finally, are you ready to drift off deep down deep into hypnosis? Yes. Yes, you are. I have brought along my very pretty crystal pendant. It will give you something to focus on. I'm holding it out in front of you. The crystal pendant is attached to a string, and if I twist my fingers gently, the pendant spins. Perhaps it's spinning in the same direction that all those thoughts inside your head are spinning. Occasionally, when we're feeling stressed, our mind can feel like it's spinning. Was your mind feeling like it was spinning round and round today? If it was, perhaps this will help. I can spin the crystal pendant in the other direction. Watch as I twist my fingers the other way, and the pendant spins and twirls in the opposite direction, catching the light as it sparkles and glimmers in such a pleasing and mesmerizing fashion. As the crystal spins in the opposite direction, all of that swirling energy in your mind can spin in the opposite direction, changing its flow, changing its state of being. I can spin the crystal one way and then the other way, back and forth, spinning left and right, changing the flow of the mental energy inside your head. Every time you breathe in deeply, I can spin the crystal one way. And when you breathe out, I can spin it in the opposite direction. Let your eyes become locked on to the spinning crystal. You may find that it's difficult to keep those heavy eyelids open as you look at the crystal, but that's okay. Any heaviness that you feel in your eyelids or in your body is just an indication of how relaxed you're becoming. More and more relaxed with each passing second. Maybe, if it's helpful, you can rest those heavy eyelids of yours for a moment. As you breathe out, you can always try to open your eyes again when you breathe in. And you know what? It's okay if you just want to relax so deeply that those eyes of yours stay closed. You could maybe even imagine the crystal pendant spinning in your mind one way and then the other way. You could imagine all the mental energy in your mind changing direction, spinning one way and then the other. There's an interesting thing that happens every time the mental energy switches directions. A little bit of it is lost. It fades away. Your mind becomes a more quiet, peaceful place. It's just as if you're trying to change the direction of a spinning wheel back and forth, one way and then the other. Every single time it changes direction, a bit of energy is lost, and that's okay, because I think you want to feel a sensation of calm, peaceful relaxation, a sense of stillness. I think you would welcome the feeling of drifting in a peaceful void of nothingness for a few minutes. If that is what you want to feel, you can just continue to breathe in and out, slowly and deeply, drifting. Feeling all the energy dissipating. As that energy vanishes, focus on all the small muscles around your face and let them melt into relaxation. Let the small muscles around your eyes relax. Focus on that sensation and let it flow down your face, drifting deeper and deeper down. Now I want you to count down from 10 to 1 with me. With each number that I count off, I want you to say out loud the words, "I'm going to be okay." As you count off each number, your mind drifts down deeper and deeper into this peaceful trance. The numbers fade away, leaving only the phrase, "I'm going to be okay." Everything melts away. You only have the mental energy for this one phrase. I'm going to be okay. Follow my voice now. 10. I'm going to be okay. That phrase comes easily and naturally to you. 9. I'm going to be okay. That affirmation fills your mind up completely and totally. 8. I'm going to be okay. Any hesitation is melting away. 7. I'm going to be okay. That simple mantra becoming more natural and easy to say. 6. I'm going to be okay. Knowing that and only that right now. 5. I'm going to be okay. Halfway there. 4. I'm going to be okay. All the numbers are melting away into relaxation. 3. I'm going to be okay. You don't need the numbers anymore. 2. I'm going to be okay. You don't need anything anymore. 1. I'm going to be okay. That's all you need in this moment. Drift in a feeling of peaceful nothingness. You're in a place in your mind, where you are okay. There's nothing you need to do, nothing you need to prove. You're just here, and you're okay. It's okay, from time to time, to have those anxious thoughts. Perhaps there's still a few left, but if they come up, you can just acknowledge them and let them drift away, because thoughts are really ethereal things. They may feel like they spiral around you uncontrollably, but a thought is really nothing at all. It has no weight, no real physical essence, lighter than a feather. If you were to just breathe in deeply and blow out, the thought would just be pushed away. It would disappear into nothingness, vanishing as if it was a vapor, completely illusionary. And maybe the next time an unwanted or anxious thought appears, you can just breathe in deeply and blow it away. It's okay to let them vanish and drift off into nothingness, breathing in and out, focusing on your breathing, and drifting. I'm really glad that I came over. Your breathing is a lot more even and calm. You're doing great. I want you to know, deep down deep, that you're not a broken person. You are whole, and you are good. That's why I came here, all the way here, to remind you of this. Everybody can be anxious from time to time, and having anxiety occasionally is a natural thing. But it's okay to let go of these excessive anxious thoughts. Maybe you can replace them with more agreeable thoughts. Thoughts of people who care for you. Thoughts of activities that bring you enjoyment. And thoughts of just experiencing a wonderful sense of peace and euphoria. How about this? Every time there's a positive thought floating by, you can breathe in and let it fill you with a wonderful inner warmth that makes you feel better. And if there's ever a thought that's disagreeable, you can just exhale, blowing it away, letting it dissipate into nothingness. Breathing in and out. You're doing really good, much better than before. I want your subconscious mind to listen to everything that I'm saying. You are a good person. You are whole. And you are anything but broken. Drifting. Knowing this to be true. And knowing, deep down deep, that your subconscious mind is really good at accepting powerful, positive hypnotic suggestions. It's all going to be okay. There's nothing to be afraid of. And I'm here for you right now. Drift. Deep down deep. In this wonderful feeling of peace and euphoria. Shh. Everything's okay now. You're safe and sound, here in your comfortable chair, wrapped up in those warm, comfy blankets. You're here with your friend who cares a great deal about you. You know that your subconscious mind can accept all of this because you're in a deep trance. Your mind will only accept powerful, positive hypnotic suggestions right now. You're a good person. There's nothing to be afraid of. You're safe and sound, and you deserve to like yourself. Breathe in and out, slowly and deeply. You're doing really good. You know, deep down deep, that you're going to be okay. Maybe that phrase just easily and naturally echoes through your mind from time to time throughout the day. I'm going to be okay. I believe that you're going to be okay. I want you to know that you're going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. That little reminder can just echo throughout your mind from time to time. Because when you think about it, completely and totally, with a clear head and none of those unnecessary, disagreeable thoughts. You can accept that. I'm going to be okay. It's something that rings true, deep down deep. I'm going to be okay. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and you can answer out loud, or you can nod your head, whichever is easier, because sometimes saying yes in a deep, deep trance is difficult. So nodding your head, yes, is perfectly acceptable. Tell me, are you feeling better now? That's very good. So, since you're feeling better, I think it's time to guide you out of trance. All of these wonderful, positive feelings will follow you out of trance because you know deep down deep, you're going to be okay. So it's only natural that those feelings follow you back up towards consciousness. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll wake up from trance, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. 1, slowly drifting back up towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, slowly becoming aware of how you're going to be okay. 4, almost there, and 5, wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. Hey, how are you doing? That's it. Are you fully awake? Yes, yes you are. How about a quick stretch? Just stretch your arms out. Maybe even yawn. You were under quite a deep, deep trance. So it might be beneficial for you to loosen up a little bit and just stretch for a moment. There. Now tell me, how are you feeling? That's great to hear. I'm really happy. I'm so glad that I could help. Remember, if you ever need a hand, you can always call again. I don't mind coming over. Really, it's no bother at all. And I'm glad that I got a chance to practice a little bit more hypnosis. I think I'm getting really good at it. You're looking a lot better. I'm glad I came over. I really do think you're going to be okay. And I think that you think that also.